Okay. Let us do a little bit reading. I think to do too much grammar is sort of strains the gray matter of it. Okay, so we are lesson 9. I believe we already did reading passages 1 and 2. Do you have the book? Okay. So this is on page 121. So here are some verses. You have it on that.
Okay. Three, you have to look at the...
we could finish this actually today.
Which page?
121.
This isn't laid out in the same.
913.
Yeah.
Page 87.
It should be 913.
Does it have a numerical page, 87?
Let me see, I'll find it.
Or whatever you feel comfortable.
Okay, I'll recite and you can recite after me. Papanche puriso kaira.
Papanche puriso kaira.
Natung kaira puna punam.
Natung kaira puna punam.
Natum hi chandang kairata.
Natum hi chandang kairata.
Duko papasa uchayo.
Duko papasa uchayo.
We might as well do both verses together. Punyan che puriso kaira.
Punyan che puriso kaira.
Kairate tang puna puna.
Kairate
tang puna puna. Tamhi chandang kairata. Sukho punyasa uchayo.
Sukho punyasa uchayo.
Okay, so now we take the translation. So papang means evil. Che means if. Puriso, of course, is a person. And kaira, this is the optative form of, or one of the optative forms of the verb karoti. Karoti means to do. Normal optative would be kareya. But this is a kind of archaic form, kaira, which is originally it comes from kariya, but then for some reason the R and the Y decided to change places, so it becomes kaira. So since it's optative, it might have had the meaning should do, but here it's being used with if. So if one should do, it's not saying that you should do evil, but if you should do evil, if you happen to do evil.
And this form is used mostly inside of, prose?
This is verse.
Verse.
Yeah.
So this form of the optative is in verse.
This is mainly used in verse, yeah. Because it's a more sort of fancy type. Natung kaira puna punam. So the na, of course, is negation. Not tung is that, referring to papang, evil. Kaira, again, should do. And puna punang, this is a repetitive, meaning again and again. It's a kind of compound. Don't ask me what class it belongs to. So if a person does evil, though it's an optative, if he happens to do evil, he should not do it again and again. Then we come to the next. Natamhi chandang kai rata. Okay, so na is the negation. Tamhi is what case? Anybody know the case? It's the pronoun derived from tongue. But what case is tamhi?
Locative.
Right, very good. Locative. And then we have the noun chandang, which means desire. And then we have kairata, which basically it has the same meaning as kaira, should do, or should make. So here, literally, not in that desire should make or should do. Okay, now, just let me explain. Now, in English, when we have words for desire, we usually use the pronoun for, as though it were a dative. So we have desire for food, lust for sex, craving for wealth, greed for money. So we always use for, and we take it for granted that that is normal, that's natural. But you have an Indian student coming to learn English, he's wondering, why are you using the dative in regard with nouns that mean desire? You should use the locative. Because in Pali, one has, for example, kamesu raga, lust in regard to sensual pleasures. Or also you say the same thing, kamesu chanda. So the object of words meaning desire is in Pali usually in the locative. So here, let him not, literally, not him, let him not make desire in regard to that. In other words, he should not form a desire for that, for doing evil. And the reason, dukho papasa uchayo. So dukho here means painful. It's an adjective. It's not the noun form dukkang. Dukkang would be the noun suffering. But dukho, it's describing something else. So it has to agree with what it describes. And what it describes is sammuchayo, which is accumulation. Accumulation, building up, Chinese? What?
Leiji.
Okay, so it's accumulation of evil. So painful is the accumulation of evil. So putting it all together, if a person should do evil, in other words, if a person happens to do evil, he should not do it again and again. He should not make a desire for it. Or in English, in normal English, we might say, he should not create a desire for it. Painful is the accumulation of evil. Okay, then comes the counterpart verse. So punyang is merit. So if a person should do merit, if a person does some meritorious deed, he should do it again and again. Then tamhi chandang kairata, he should form a desire for it, or he should arouse a desire for it. Sukho punyasa uchayo, pleasant is the accumulation of merit. So you see, it's not so hard, very easy. Any questions?
Bandit.
Yeah.
Just a quick question about chanda.
Yeah.
In this verse, chanda is used for both the positive and the negative.
Yeah, yeah. The word chanda has both positive meanings and negative meanings.
Right, but opposed to tanha. I thought tanha was always used for a negative.
Yeah, tanha is always used in a negative sense.
And chanda was used for like spiritual strife.
Yeah, sometimes it has the good sense, like in the four types of right effort, he arouses chanda, desire to cultivate the wholesome. But then also there's kama chanda, desire for sensual pleasures. Okay. Any further questions? You don't understand what? You don't understand how dukkha is used. Here, dukkha is being used as an adjective describing uchaya. Uchaya means accumulation, building up. And so the building up of evil is painful. Got it? Yeah, it's nominative singular, but it's an adjective describing uchayo. Uchayo is the noun, and dukkho is the adjective. Dukkho papasa uchayo. Okay, let's see if we could take the next pair of verses. Okay. Papo pipasati padrang. Yava papang na pachati.
Yava papang na pachati.
Yadacha pachati papang.
Yadacha pachati papang.
Atta papo pap. Atta papo papani pasati.
Atta papo papani pasati.
think the word atta there is metrically excessive. Okay, anyway. Okay, papo, coming to the first line. Papo here is an adjective describing the person, or actually it's functioning as a noun, the evil one. So the evil one, even the evil one, pasati, sees badrang, good, in the sense of good fortune. You know, so the evil person is, he has a lot of wealth, and so he's enjoying himself, going to the best hotels, going to the Caribbean for his winter vacation, drinking the finest wines, eating in the best restaurants. Yava papang na pachati. Yava means as long as. Papang, his evil, that is his evil karma, na pachati, does not ripen. So the evil, even the evil person sees good fortune as long as his evil deed does not ripen. Yadacha pachati papang. But when the evil ripens, atta papo papani pasati, then the evil person, papo, sees bad things, bad luck. You see, so you can't expect that the evil person is always going to be living in misery and the good person will always be enjoying success and good fortune. But, you know, there's differences in the time for the ripening of karma. So somebody who is an evil person, who's done a lot of evil deeds in the past, maybe now that evil hasn't ripened yet, so he's enjoying good fortune. So he thinks, there's no such thing as karma. Karma, all just a myth, a deluded belief. But when, and notice that here there's, the normal word order is changed because it has to fit the meter. So we have pachati papang, when ripens the evil. But when the evil ripens, papo papani pasati, the evil person sees bad luck, bad misfortune. Okay, then the next verse is the opposite case. I'll just explain the meaning. You don't have to recite because time is running out. Okay, this is just the opposite case. Badro pi pasati papang. So Badro here is the good person. Even the good person sees papang, bad misfortune. Yava Badrang Napachati, as long as his good karma does not ripen. Yadacha Pachati Badrang, but when the good ripens, that is, when his good karma ripens, atta badrani pasati, then the good person sees good things. He sees good fortune. Any questions about this? You see, very, not so difficult.
Once you see the answer, it's easy.
Okay, I think we'll stop here. And then next time we'll finish this reading section. And we just have a little bit left on the compound. So we should be able to jump into the further reading. Okay.
And we're all still here.
We'll have to see what happens next week.
Do we have Friday class this week?
We should have it, weather permitting. Okay, so we will end. We have the Buddha image behind me, so we'll do